Well, I want to thank you for calling in to Daily Inspiration today. God bless you. I hope that God is real to you today, that you're opening His Word daily and seeking His direction in your life. What a promise God has stated to the man. He said that if we would hunger and we would thirst after righteousness, we would be filled. We've been talking for the last few days about the horribleness of hell. I'd like to challenge you a little deeper on that subject. I'd like to talk to you about just the subject, the burning hell. You know, it seems to be so hot. It seems to that there's not a drop of water there. It seems that Jesus spoke of this horrible place more than he did heaven. There's over 70 references to hell in the Gospels. That's more than there is about heaven. Seems that hell is a place in the center of the earth under our feet. They say the earth's center. Recently, scientists have found in the last years that the center of the earth, they believe it to be possibly hotter than the surface of the sun. And we must look into this subject of divine justice of God, this place he has created to put the fallen angels and the devil himself. But unfortunately, those that follow Satan and are his subjects will also abide there for an eternal punishment. God has prepared a place of eternal punishment for all those who reject him. This place, as we've been speaking of, is called hell, and it's the place of everlasting fire. Here in the Bible, God's Word, in Psalm 9:17, it says, "The wicked shall be turned into hell, and all the nations that forget God." The Bible says, "He that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life, and he that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him," John 3:36. Hell was originally prepared for the devil and his angels. The Bible says in Matthew 25:41, "Depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire prepared for the devil and his angels." However, if you reject God's Son, Jesus Christ, and the payment he's made for you, you and I, that reject him will spend eternity in hell. Should you reject God and go to hell, you will never again be bothered by a Christian giving you a gospel tract, nor will you have to worry about anyone knocking on your door and inviting you to church again. However, you'll remember every sermon you ever heard, every gospel tract you ever rejected, and every kind of word from a Christian friend pleading with you to be saved. The Bible tells us a story of a man who went to hell. It says the rich man also died and was buried. And in hell he lift up his eyes, being in torments, and seeth Father Abraham afar off, and Lazarus in his bosom. And he cried and said, "Father Abraham, have mercy on me, and send Lazarus that he may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I'm tormented in this flame." That's in Luke 16:22-24. Should you reject God and the opportunities he's given you to trust him, you too will one day be like this rich man that's in hell. And you'll be crying and begging for one drop of water to cool your scorched tongue, but it'll be too late. My friend, don't let anyone convince you when you die, it'll all be over. The Bible says in Hebrews 9:27, "And as it is appointed unto men once to die, and after this the judgment." After this the judgment. God says judgment will follow your death. Now is the time to get ready to meet him, because your judgment day could be today. Jesus asked a question in Matthew 23:33. He said, "How can you escape the damnation of hell?" The answer is so simple, and it's found in God's holy word. To escape hell, you must first realize you're a sinner and that you deserve hell because of your sins. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, Romans 3:23. The wages of sin is still death, Romans 6:23. Time won't forgive your sin. Only Jesus can forgive your sin. So there's no other way to escape hell but by believing on the Lord Jesus Christ. You must ask Jesus to save you if you're not saved. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus Christ and shalt believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved, Romans 10:9 states. If it is your desire to be saved, and especially be saved from the burning hell, please pray to God in a simple prayer of repentance and ask God to come in and change your life and to save you from his wrath, make you his friend instead of his enemy. The Bible does state that you are God's enemy until you obey him. We'll consider these truths from the Bible.